Let me bring you to your first school, elementary school you attended.
James Whitcomb Riley School on Charles Page Boulevard. That is the line that run from Tulsa to Sand Springs. I rode that as a student. That was called a streetcar. Besides having flat cars with iron and this type of thing, which railroads all had, the streetcar came by every 20 minutes, and we as students, after we graduated from James Whitcomb Riley, that school became Medio. Medio means middle, and the middle school was called Medio because it was a school that was halfway between Sand Springs and Tulsa. It's long since been torn down. I was there. Of course, I had graduated and had been through the war in the Pacific in the Marines when I got notice that this would be the last day for James Whitcomb Riley, or Medio. So I went there, met all my old teachers, hugged them, everyone. They said they remembered me, but I couldn't spell. So I missed the second grade. I didn't make it. And they remembered that.
Yeah.
But my daddy taught me how to spell. And then I was making hundreds from there on.
Then you went to high school.
Roosevelt Junior High, which is over near where I live now. And that school is still there, but it's not junior high anymore. It's special education. And after I graduated there in 1939, I went to Central High School, which was located at 6th and Cincinnati. That school has been purchased by the electrical company. Now, Central High School built another school out on West Edison. And I didn't go to school there, but my kids did.
What year did you graduate from Central?
1942.
It was in 1941, December 7th. You were a senior in high school?
I was a senior in high school, and I was at 3rd and Main. In those days, they'd put out an extra paper, and these boys would make a little money, hollering, "Extra, extra, Japanese bomb Pearl Harbor." We had a movie that day. We said to each other, "We're in the world's Pearl Harbor." And boy, did we ever find out.
Was it a kind of a scary experience to hear that?
I had no idea what that meant.
Did they talk about it in school? Teachers talk about it?
Teachers didn't seem to talk about it. A lot of the boys wanted to enlist right away.
Did they?
Some of them did. I don't recall any of them that I knew.
Did you have to be 18?
That's right. Some of the boys were only 16. And they had to get their mother to sign that they could enter into the service.
So you decided to obviously stay in school and graduate.
I wanted to stay in school. What's a kid 19-year-old know about what's going on in the world? I mean, war? What's war? You know, we weren't trained to know anything about that.
You were 18 when you graduated from high school?
I was 19.
19 when you graduated.
In second grade, I missed a year.
That's right.
And I couldn't catch up, see?
So then you actually went out and got your first job out of high school.
I worked for Mid-Continent Petroleum Corporation. Later on, it's Sun Oil.
And what did you do for them?
I worked in their laboratory testing oil.
Because in high school you had...
In high school, I was the chemistry teacher's assistant. And that was quite a thing for me because I loved to figure out how things worked. I once made hydrogen, the lightest known gas, and put it into a balloon, signed my name to it, and cast it off, and I didn't hear anything back of who found the balloon. But anyway, that's another story.
So you graduate, and then you work for Sun Oil. Then one day, the war is on, you get a letter from somebody.
I get a letter from Uncle Sam.
What year was that?
That was 1943. So I worked at that laboratory for about 10 months. They liked my work. By then, most of the men in the laboratory were gone to war. They had women doing that work. So guess what? Here I am. I'm a little handsome 19-year-old doing my job, and I get this letter saying Uncle Sam wants you, report at the recruit depot at a certain date. So I went down there, and that night I was gone.
And where did you go?
To the Marine Corps.
So they drafted into the Marine Corps?
They drafted me into the Marine Corps. There was Army, Navy, and Marines. And they said, which one do you want? You can be any one of these three men that you want to be. And I said, boy, I sure like that blue uniform. So they suckered me in into the Marine Corps. And I was on my way. They said, there's no trains leaving out of Tulsa for San Diego. They all leave from Oklahoma City. So catch the bus and go down there. So I did. They said, you can have a Pullman car. They'll feed you and take you to San Diego. So I got down there and they said, well, they gave you the wrong information. There's no Pullman car for you. Said, we got this car over here. I can't say this for sure, but I think that recruit man pocketed the money and gave me a coach car that didn't have any seats. It was full of people going to the West Coast to see their husbands in the service. There were women in there with babies crying. They had vomiting, sour milk smell, dirty diapers on the floor. I had to stand up all the way to San Diego. 2 days and a night. That train stopped every mile or so to pick up a can of milk. You could not get the windows up. There was no air conditioning in that train. No place to sit down. All of these people in there. I hate to tell this kind of a story, but this is true facts.
Yep.